أيها المؤمنون، السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله الذي خلق السماوات والأرض وجعل الظلمات والنور ثم الذين كفروا بربهم يعدلون. لا نشرك بالله شيئا ولا نتخذ من دونه وليا. والحمد لله الذي له ما في السماوات وما في الأرض وله الحمد في الآخرة وهو الحكيم الخبير. يعلم ما يلج في الأرض وما يخرج منها وما ينزل من السماء وما يعرج فيها وهو الرحيم الغفور. كذلك الله لا إله إلا هو إليه المصير. والحمد لله الذي يمسك السماء أن تقع على الأرض إلا بإذنه. إن الله بالناس لرؤوف رحيم. اللهم ارحمنا برحمتك واعمنا بمغفرتك، إنك أنت العلي الكبير. والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ونبينا محمد وآله الطيبين الطاهرين. أما بعد، فقد قال عز من قائل: بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. في جنات يتساءلون عن المجرمين، ما سلككم في سقر. صدق الله العلي العظيم. This holy month of Rajab is a blessing for us mu'mineen, and we pray that Almighty Allah may grant us the ghufran and the forgiveness that He has promised in this month, so that we can continue in the holy month of Sha'ban and in the holy month of Ramadan as His true guests and purified ones, inshaAllah. And may Almighty Allah hasten the reappearance of Hujjat ibn al-Hasan, Sahib al-Asr wa al-Zaman alayhi salam. وجعلنا من أعوانه وأنصاره وشيعته ومحبيه. أوصيكم عباد الله بتقوى الله واتباع أمره ونهيه. I enjoin myself and mu'mineen to hold on to taqwa, for taqwa is only solution for the troubles of this world and the next. There is a great group that is going to reach salvation in the hereafter. That is, they will go to heaven subsequently or after some time. There will be some people who will leave this world and they will enter paradise straight away. There are some people who will have to wait, and until they don't give all their account, then they will have to go to the heavens. Some people will reach after 500,000 years. And some people will have to go to hellfire, according to Amir al-Mu'mineen, for 300,000 years, and then reach the heavens. This we are talking about mu'mineen only. That is, those who are musrifeen, those who are sinful people from amongst the believer of Ahlul Bayt. As for the others, God knows what's going to happen. But the question is that if at all we have to go to heaven, why not avoid the hell? We cannot tolerate small troubles of this world. How will we be able to stay 300,000 years in the hellfire? So in the Holy Quran, we have several methods Almighty Allah has given us, and He has told us how you can avoid hellfire. What is the reason why the people go to hellfire? And inshallah, I'll try to present at least seven, which are the main reasons which Almighty Allah mentions in the Holy Quran as the reasons for going to hellfire, for the reasons that these actions lead to hellfire and utter destruction. And in Surah Al-Mudassir, which is Surah number 74, Almighty Allah, in consecutive ayats from 40 to 47, Almighty Allah is quoting a dialogue between the people who have reached salvation, people who have reached heaven, and the people who are in hell. And he says, "Fi jannatin yatasaaluna 'anil mujrimina ma salakakum fi saqar." He says that the people of the heaven will ask the people of the hell, "What was the reason that you reached Saqar, you reached hellfire?" So the people of the hell will respond that this is the mistakes that we have done. And here they count four mistakes. Qalu, the people of the hell will say, "We have four mistakes." Qalu, the first mistake, "Lam naku minal musallin." We did not perform our prayers. We did not perform salat. We did not perform our devotion. Will all of these people be the people who have not done their devotion? No. According to riwayat, there are some people who will pray, but their prayers will be thrown on their faces back as though they have not prayed. May Almighty Allah save us, inshallah. So they will be reciting prayers, but those prayers will not be counted as prayers. Lam nakum minal musallin is those people who avoid prayers, who don't pray, who don't recite their namaz, they don't recite their salat, or the people whose salat is not acceptable, for it is thrown back at them. And in dua also in the dhuhr, we recite, "Almighty Allah, save us min salatin la turfa', from the prayer that doesn't raise our level." So there is a salat which raises our level. Inna salat, Almighty Allah says in the Holy Quran, "Inna salata tanha 'anil fahsha'i wal munkar." It stops us from wrongdoing. May Almighty Allah grant us that salat. Now, how is that the people are praying and their prayers are not acceptable? Like, for example, the Kharijis at the time of Amir al-Mu'mineen, who fought against Amir al-Mu'mineen, who thought Amir al-Mu'mineen as their enemies. Were they the people who were not praying? They were very pious-looking people. They were doing long sajda. They were reciting Salat al-Layl. But because of the enmity of Amir al-Mu'mineen, what happened? Lam lakum minal musallin. Their prayers are void. Therefore, they will not receive anything. So they will go to hell because they will be lam nakum minal musallin, because they will be devoid of the wilayat of Ali ibn Abi Talib salawatullahi wasalam. This is the first mistake. So either their prayers will not be correct, either they will be leaving the prayers, they won't be praying, they won't be reciting the salat, either they will be devoid of the love of Imam Ali that their salat can be counted for the hereafter. So lam nakum minal musallin, that's the first mistake. Wa lam nakun nut'imul miskin, the second mistake. Why they went to hellfire, they will say, because we were not feeding the poor. It's not giving away the charity. Giving away charity is totally different from feeding a poor. We don't know whether the poor are receiving those charity money or not. Almighty Allah says, feeding the poor, taking care, take pain and feed them. Some people will be giving more charity, but their charity will just be a show. I have given to so and so charity so many million. I have given khums to so many charity. But the charity is already exposed. لَمْ نَكُمْ مِنَ الْمُصَلِّينَ وَلَمْ نَكُنُ نُطْعِمُ الْمِسْكِينَ. We were not feeding the poor because we were showing off. Or we were giving it out to the charities which were not reaching. And then the third mistake with the people of Ahlul Nar, the people of hell, will say that this was the mistake that we were committing, and therefore we are doomed to hellfire. وَكُنَّا نَخُوضُ مَعَ الْخَائِضِينَ أَسْتَغْفِرُ اللَّهِ. And we were plunging in useless discussion with obstinate people, with disbelievers, that is, those people who don't have iman. We were free with them. We were friendly with them. Those people who were misguiding, those people who were just carefree, they did not care about religion. They were just haughty. We mixed with them, only mixing with them, being free with them. When we join with the haughty people and with these obstinate people, what happens? Their obstinacy comes into us. In for our seniors, I would just like to say obstinate means ajar, yani Gujarati mein ajar. Who doesn't understand, who doesn't want to understand the reality, who doesn't want to agree. Even if he knows the reality, he doesn't want to agree to the reality. He just wants نَخُوذُ مَعَ الْخَائِضِينَ. He's enjoying in his party. He knows that these people are wrong. He knows that he can't change these people. But still he is keeping a relation with them, a happy relation with them. Being with someone, wrong person, leads to hellfire. It's very important. That's the reason the Almighty Allah says in the Holy Quran, وَكُونُوا مَعَ الصَّادِقِينَ. Be with the truthful people. Why? So that being only with Ahlul Bayt leads you to heaven, for guarantee. Sadiqeen here is Muhammad and Ali Muhammad, salawatullahi alayhi majma'in. Because these people lived with, freely with the obstinate people, with the disheartened people, then what happened? Finally, they lost the belief in the hereafter. وَكُنَّا نُكَذِّبُ بِيَوْمِ الدِّينِ. And we did not believe in the hereafter. We didn't believe in the day of resurrection, the day of Qiyamah. We did not believe. Does it mean that a person says that I don't believe in Qiyamah? No. When a person doesn't believe in Qiyamah, it appears in his actions. Because then he's not afraid of usurping anyone's right. He's not afraid of hurting anyone. He doesn't remain a human being. Why? Because he's not afraid of the results. He doesn't think anything is going to happen. So he doesn't believe in the hereafter. He doesn't believe in the day of Qiyamah. So these are four mistakes which Ahlul Nar, the people of the hellfire, will say that these were the four mistakes that we committed for which we are in hell. And this will be the reply which they will give to the people of heaven. What are the four mistakes? Number one, we were not performing our salat. And the three matters which I have mentioned. وَلَمْ نَكُنْ نُطْعِمُ الْمِسْكِينَ. And we were not feeding the poor. وَكُنَّا نَخُوضُ مَعَ الْخَائِضِينَ. And we were friends with obstinate and arrogant people. And then the fourth is وَكُنَّا نُكَذِّبُ بِيَوْمِ الدِّينَ. And therefore the habit that we developed, that we did not believe in the day of Qiyamah. These are the four mistakes which the Ahlul Nar will mention. There are three other mistakes which are mentioned in Surah Al-Furqan. But I will request you to recite one loud salawat first ala Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad. May Almighty Allah safeguard us from all these mistakes, inshaAllah, bi barakat Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad alayhi salatu wa salam. For this is the month of Rajabul Murajab, that we can seek forgiveness from Allah and correct ourselves. This is the month of Ghufran. This is the month of Istighfar. This is the month where we should say Astaghfirullah wa As'aluhu Tawbah. And in Surah Al-Furqan, there are three more mistakes that will lead a person to utter destruction and hellfire, a guaranteed hellfire. And again here, Almighty Allah is quoting as a conversation. He says, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, يَوْمَ يَعَظُّ الظَّالِمُ عَلَىٰ يَدَيْهِ يَقُولُ يَا لَيْتَنِ اتَّخَذْتُ مَعَ الرَّسُولِ سَبِيلًا. He says, a sinner on the day of Qiyamah, one particular sinner on the day of Qiyamah, will bite his hands and say, I wish that I would have taken the path along with the Holy Prophet. That means I would have believed in the Holy Prophet and the path. What is the path? It is the Sirat. مَعَ الرَّسُولِ سَبِيلًا. I should have taken the path that was shown by the Holy Prophet. And which was the path that was shown by the Holy Prophet? It was the path that was shown on Mimbar al-Ghadir. أَلَا وَمَنْ كُنْتُ مَوْلَاهُ فَهَذَا عَلَيٌّ مَوْلَاهُ. And that zalim will say, I wish I could have had taken Imam Ali, belief in Imam Ali, after the Holy Prophet. Then he says, in the next ayah, he says, Ya waylata laytani lam attakhid fulanan khalila. Oh, woe to me, I wish I had not taken so and so as my friend. Why? The friendship was so dangerous. لَقَدْ أَضَلَّنِي عَنِ الذِّكْرِ بَعْدَ إِذْ جَاءَنِي. Because that person whom I had friendship with, he made me lose dhikrullah. The dhikr of Allah, the remembrance of Allah when it came to me. So sometimes a friend is not a friend when he is taking you away from dhikrullah, from remembrance of Allah. That is the person who is a satan, he's a shaitan. And he says, وَكَانَ الشَّيْطَانُ لِلْإِنسَانِ خَذُولًا. And satan always betrays human being. So the zalim is saying, I wish, one mistake, I wish I would have taken Imam Ali as the successor of the Holy Prophet. That was one mistake that he made. The second, that he lost this part of Imam Ali. Why? Because of a friend who was always misguiding him and taking him away from dhikrullah. And what is dhikrullah? Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Rasulullah, the Holy Prophet has said, زَيِّنُوا مَجَالِسِكُمْ بِذِكْرِي عَلَيَّ ابْنَ أَبِي طَالِبْ لِأَنَّ ذِكْرَهُ ذِكْرِي وَذِكْرِي. Dhikrullah, the dhikr of Amir al-Mu'mineen is the dhikrullah. And that shaitan was taking me away from dhikr of Ahlul Bayt. We are doing dhikr of Ahlul Bayt not because of our love of Ahlul Bayt, but because it is actually dhikrullah. We are praising Ahlul Bayt to say that how beautiful is the creation of Almighty Allah and how pure is this creature and creation of Almighty Allah. Then we praise Almighty Allah by saying, if the creation is like that, how will the Creator be? And that is the fadail of Ahlul Bayt, are the dhikr of Allah. Why? لَقَدْ أَضَلَّنِي. He says that it was because of that particular satan who was my friend, a shaitan who was my friend, who was always taking me away from matam, from majalis, from aza, from wilayat, from fadail of Ahlul Bayt, away. And then in the last ayah, when the zalim has already agreed to his mistake, that he left Amir al-Mu'mineen and he took a wrong friend who misguided him away from the love of Imam Ali and imamat of Imam Ali, then the Holy Prophet says, Ya Rabbi, inna qawmi takhadu hadha al-Qur'an mahjura. This is the Qur'an which my ummah had left and abandoned. which is the Quran. Now, to understand this one, Tafsir al-Kabir is a tafsir of Ahlul Sunnah, brothers, in which the Mufassir is giving a different dimension of which is the Quran, which the Holy Prophet is mentioning over here. He says, on the day of Qiyamah, everyone will be standing in his own row. Mu'mineen will have their own line, in their own grades, on the day of Qiyamah. Muttaqeen will have a higher grade. Then Mukhlaseen will have much higher grade. Muqineen will have much higher grade. And then go on, Salihin will have a higher grade. Then will come the grade of Anbiya, the prophets. And then will come the grade of Rusul, the messengers. And then will come the last and the topmost grade will be the grade of Muqarrabeen, those who are the closest. He says, when everyone will be placed in his line at that time, there will be a voice coming from Arsh, which will say, O Ahlul Mahshar, O those who have gathered on the Yawmul Qiyamah, there is a youth who is now coming and passing through the Yawmul Qiyamah, the day of Qiyamah, in the Mahshar of Qiyamah. And the youth will be so handsome that he will cross the line of Mu'mineen. And the Mu'mineen will be surprised and they will say, he is so handsome, it shows that he should be from the Muttaqeen. But the youth will cross the line of Muttaqeen and the Muttaqeen will be surprised with his beauty and they will say, he should be from the Muqineen, from those who have firm belief. And then he will cross the Muqaneen, and the Muqaneen will be surprised by his beauty, and they will say, no, he will be from the Mukhlaseen. And then he will cross the Mukhlaseen, and he will cross again all the grades until he reaches the grades of Anbiya. And the Anbiya will be surprised, what is this beauty? They will say, he will be from the Mursaleen, from the messengers. And he will cross the line of messengers. And the messengers will say, Allahu Akbar, ma hadha basharun bal hadha malakun kareem. This is not an ordinary beauty. He must be from the Muqarrabeen. When the youth will cross all the lines, at that time there will be a voice that will call out from Arsh, that will say, do you know who this youth is? And they will say, we don't know, O Almighty Allah. Tell us, who is this youth? And Almighty Allah will say, this is the Quran. This is the Holy Quran. Undoubtedly, the Holy Quran is such that it will cross all the paths, 100%. But my question to you is, will this written book Quran convert into a human being? If that is the case, then we have so many mushaf in our house. Every mushaf converting to the human being would become several Qur'an on the day of Qiyamah. This is only one Qur'an that is coming on the day of Qiyamah. That means it is not this mushaf that is turning into a human shape. First thing. Second thing, in the human body there are two parts that are dead, complete dead, which are nails and our hair. Tell me, which ayat of the Quran is dead, which will be converted into hair, or which will be converted into nails? And the beauty of human cannot be perfected without hair and nails. You need these dead elements. Nowadays, the entire beauty is in the hairdressing, isn't it? The best shape that brings more beauty. On the day of Qiyamah, both. Tell me, which ayah is dead? Anyone who points out the ayah is dead, he is not a Muslim, he can't be a believer. So it is not this mushaf that is turning into the Quran, a living youth. The world may know, they may not know, but we know who is this Quran. For the Holy Prophet says, Aliyun ma'al Quran wal Quranu. And this riwaya that I've recited, this is not from the Shia books again. I'm reciting this riwaya from Ahlul Sunnah books. And I'm reciting this riwaya of Yawmul Qiyamah, that this Quran is Ali ibn Abi Talib from Tafsir al-Kabir. When this youth will cross and when the people will know that this is the Quran, at that time the sinner will bite his hands and say, I wish I would have taken Ali as my imam after the Holy Prophet. And he will say, I wish I would have not taken so and so person who moved me away from the imamate of Ali. And it will be at that time that the Holy Prophet will say, that, O Almighty Allah, this is the Quran, this is the living Quran whom my ummah had abandoned and deserted after me. So guaranteed salvation is only if at all a person avoids these seven mistakes. And we pray to Almighty Allah that may Almighty Allah grant us avoidance from all this mistake in this month of Rajab, inshallah. And now we can understand when Imam Hussein alayhi salatu was salam, when he said to Abu Samamat al-Saydawi, when Abu Samamat al-Saydawi at the time of Zuhr, he said, Yabna Rasulullah, the time of Salat has approached. Can we have the last chance of praying behind you? At that time the Imam said, Ja'alaka Allahu min al-musalleen. May Almighty Allah count you from those who are performing and completing their prayers. What did the Imam tell him? That may Almighty Allah safeguard you from hellfire. That was the dua of Imam al-Hussein alayhi salatu wasalam. So ja'alaka Allahu min al-musalleen is a guarantee of safety from hellfire. We pray to Almighty Allah in this holy month of Rajab, inshallah, may Almighty Allah make us from those who don't forget their prayers and who perform their prayers so that we are counted from the musalleen. May Almighty Allah grant us the tawfiq of feeding the poor. May Almighty Allah safeguard us from being with the obstinate people. May Almighty Allah grant us the belief and iman in the hereafter. May Almighty Allah instill the love and the imamate of Amir al-Mu'mineen in our hearts and in the hearts of our family and our generation. May Almighty Allah safeguard us from those satans who come to us as our friends and who rip us away from the love of Imam Ali and the yaqeen of the imamate of Imam Ali alayhi salatu wasalam. May Almighty Allah hasten the reappearance of Hujjat ibn al-Hasan, Sahib al-Asr wa al-Zaman alayhi salatu wa salam. Waj'alna min a'wanihi wa ansarihi wa shi'atihi wa muhibbihi wa sa'ilina tahta liwa'ihi wal mustashadina bayni yadayh. Bi rahmatika ya rahman rahimin wa sallallahu ala Muhammad wa alihi al-tayyibin al-tahirin. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل هو الله أحد الله الصمد لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد
اللهم صل على محمد
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله ونحمده ونستعينه ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأن محمدا صلى الله عليه عبده ورسوله صلوات الله وسلامه عليه وآله ومغفرته ورضوانه. In the holy month of Rajab, we have several occasions which are related to Ahlul Bayt alayhim afdalu salatu wassalam, in which we have the birth of an Imam alayhi salatu wassalam, and then we have the birth of Imam Ali alayhi salatu wassalam, then we have shahadat of Lady Zainab salamullahi alayha coming during this week, and subsequent commemorations and celebrations also. I enjoin mu'mineen and I request mu'mineen to attend all of this in great numbers so that people should understand the strength of attendance actually brings people's eyes and brings awareness to people. When the people see that on 13th of Rajab there are several mu'mineen who have gathered in celebration and they come and ask what has happened, because the world has not been informed that there was a child who was born in the house of the Creator who is lam yalid wa lam yulad, who doesn't beget and is not begotten. And there is a small child born in his house and with a strange door opening in the Kaaba. Therefore, it is your attendance in these jashan and in these celebrations that opens the eyes. You don't need to go and tell them that this is what's going to what has happened on 13th of Rajab. Just your celebration in a different way brings about to light and opens the eyes of the people, those who have not been informed that Ali ibn Abi Talib wulida fi jawfil Kaaba. I pray to Almighty Allah to give us tawfiq, inshallah, to celebrate all the celebrations of Ahlul Bayt and to commemorate all the commemorations of Ahlul Bayt, alayhim afdalus salati wa salam. And may Almighty Allah accept the little that we have done, inshallah, with the zuhur of Hujjat ibn al-Hasan, sahib al-Asr wa al-Zaman, alayhi salam. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad. عبدك ورسولك ونبيك صلاة نامية زاكية ترفع بها درجته وتبين بها فضله وصل على محمد وآل محمد وبارك على محمد وآل محمد كما صليت وباركت وترحمت على إبراهيم وآل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على أمير المؤمنين علي بن أبي طالب والصديقة الطاهرة فاطمة الزهراء وسيدا شباب أهل الجنة الحسن والحسين وأئمة المسلمين علي بن الحسين ومحمد بن علي وجعفر بن محمد وموسى بن جعفر وعلي بن موسى ومحمد بن علي وعلي بن محمد والحسن بن علي. اللهم صل على الحجة القائم المهدي. اللهم عجل لوليك الفرج وفرج عنا بفرجه يا كريم. اللهم إنا نرغب إليك في دولة كريمة تعز بها الإسلام وأهله وتذل بها النفاق وأهله وتجعلنا فيها من الدعاة إلى طاعتك والقادة إلى سبيلك وترزقنا بها كرامة الدنيا والآخرة. إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. اذكروا الله يذكركم فإنه ذاكر لمن ذكره. واسألوا الله من رحمته وفضله فإنه لا يخيب عليه داع دعاه. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إذا جاء نصر الله والفتح ورأيت الناس يدخلون في دين الله أفواجا فسبح بحمد ربك واستغفره إنه كان توابا. والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.